The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Mea brachas, birchas, yetzer or, part one. Good morning. We're starting a new set of brachas, birchas kriyashma. In the morning there are two, before Kriya Shema and one afterwards, at night two before, two afterwards. And Kamuvan is a preparation for the Maimed of Kriya Shema, Kabbalat Ol Malchus Shemayim. It's also the next stage in the Seder of our Tfilas. We mentioned, we start off our day with the Birch Hashachar, thanking Hashem and appreciating all the tovas that He gave us, our body, our neshama. We took it to the next stage, Suki de Zimra, we're not just looking at the things we have received, we're looking at the whole picture of the world. From the beginning of the world, Baal Shema, Baal Ya'olam, till Halaluka, Kel B'Kotshub, which is the Haluka, which the whole world is going to sing to Hashem, Lost Lovei. So we're going through the entire history of the world and all the different experiences of the world, the pleasant things, the hard things. That's what we said, that's in the Kud of Zimra, to recognize the Midah Din, but with that, to sing to Hashem and realize we're in Hashem's hand, and that has a Koichub. Zoymer, Krisa, cutting away the Midas Hadin and being more the Midas Rachmin. Now we're going to a higher level, Kriya Shema, the world of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The first bracha of Birchas Kriya Shema is Reitzer Or, which on its most basic level is a bracha of appreciating the light that Hashem created. In the course of the bracha, we see a whole description of all the malachim, how they praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Mir Hashem, next time we'll talk about that chelik. Today we'll talk about the basic make of the bracha, which is the thanking Hashem for the concept of light, the Yetzer Ol Hoyei Choshech, which happens to be a very complicated phrase, because we would say, Boire all the Yetzer Choshech, because Boire is making Yesh Me'ayin, it's making something out of nothing, whereas Yetzer is forming something that is already there. Here it sounds like the light is something He has formed, and the darkness is something He created. The truth is, Vilna Gaon says this, that the emes is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kulei Or, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is only Chasodim in goodness. He had to create a Metzias of Choshech to make the physical world possible. The Midas Adin, because without it, there would be no Mokum of Avodas Hashem, there would be no Bechira, no Schar V'Oinish, and there would be no need for the creation. So in the Chanami, he had to be Boyei Choshech. He had to create this idea, this concept of darkness, of lack of clarity in the world. Together with that, that there's a world that has lack of clarity, not as much or as the spiritual worlds. Halachim also technically have Bechira, but the Lamaites, they don't, because it's so clear to them what the Ratzon Hashem is and how that is what life is all about, that they have no choice but to do it. But in our world, there is that level of Choshech, that there is room for doubt. But together with that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu always gives us these extra spurts of light to enlighten our lives, the Toivis, the Chasodim, the extra to overcome the Choshech, the Yetzer Hara, and that's in our hands to activate. If we appreciate it properly and we go with Hashem, it brings more Or into our lives. The Baruch Lemaisa is talking about physical light. The concept of light represents Rachamim. Now we're getting past the Psukim de Zimra, which gave a lot of representation the Midas Adin in this world, and now we're focusing on the Rachamim in this world, which is really the essence. The Midas Adin is just external facade of the world to give us that room for Bechira, but what's behind it is the Midas Rachamim. And if we just look at the way Hashem set up the world, it's Berachamim. The Oretz benefits from the light. Even the earth and the things growing out of the earth benefit from the life. How it helps the different systems within the ground and above, and growing out of the ground grow and produce their fruit and their leaves and all the other things which are so important for the control of the environment. Every creature in the world benefits from light. And we benefit so much, so much so. If we live in a world of darkness, we would not be able to properly interact with anything. We would not be able to enjoy anything in life. The beauty of the world, we are zoyed to because of life, because of light. Together with that, we have the rachamim of the way Hashem set up the light. Hashem doesn't make it that it's light the entire time. That wouldn't be healthy for us either. Places that they have constant light, people don't function properly. We need the time of rest, and the natural way to rest is things get dark. So Hashem set up the world in the fashion that we have on a daily basis. We have light and dark. Even that Hashem could have made that one period of time it's pitch black, and then suddenly gets light, daylight. That's also not a pleasant way of starting the day, of going from complete lightness to sudden changes. Sudden changes are not good for one's, for a person, not for his emotions and not for anything. And that's why Hashem had this pleasant way that little by little we see the day coming, there's a little bit of light and it gets lighter and lighter. Hashem set up the light also and tilted the world in a certain fashion that we have different seasons also. We have times of the sunny time of the year, the summer year, months, and then we have the winter months which are darker. That's also very important for the world to function in the pleasant fashion that it is. This is all Berachamim. Morabu Masechu Hashem Kulon B'Chokh Mosisa. Now that we have this light, we could see. We could observe all the beautiful Brias that we have, whether the plant life around us, the animal life, the birds, the sky, the earth, all those amazing things that are around us. The world is full of all these Kinyonecha, all these things you saw. We say, Elikeyo Ilom Barachamecho Ravim Racham Aleinu. It's an interesting thing that we say this twice. Over here we say, Barachamecho Ravim Racham Aleinu. And then the next bracha of Avarava, which is the bracha for Ruchnius, for Keshet Torah, we say also, Hamerachim Rachim Aleinu.
Kol Halashon.
We say that same Lashon. This is a recognition how much we need Hashem's Rachamim, both in our physical existence and in our spiritual existence. And this is the way we start off our day of realizing, Kodesh Baruch Hu, we see all kinds of things in the world, but we know everything is stemming for your Rachamim, from your Chasodim, and therefore we're turning to you. In my physical world, I'm rachim, rachim aleinu. Have rachmanis on us. If we ask for rachmanis, we'll get it. If we think we're managing by ourselves, and we just zip through the davening and just get past it. If we're living with our ego, I have to be the one who's controlling my life. It's not the covet for me to ask rachamim. And then acharami, we get less rachamim. But if we say, I'm nothing, and everything is from you, and there's all kinds of things I see in the world, but I know behind all of that, the deeper level, the deeper re'iyah, seeing into the deeper level of the world, that it all stems from the Rachamim Hashem. Even the dinim stem from Rachamim. It's all to give us schar. Then in Chanami, I have a sheikh to Hashem's Rachamim. That's what tefillah is all about. Tefillah is Rachamim, to Yimei Hashem's Rachamim. Another point we said before, I'm Suk de Zimra. There's a lot of mention of different tzaras people go through to the fact that they're showing in the world. That is seeing the world in its external form, in the form that there are dinim in the world. But the Maisa, the Rambam says, in two different places, two ways to get to Avas Hashem. How do we get to Avas Hashem? Either we look at the beauty of the world, the way Hashem created this planet, and He created our bodies, and He created all the celestial bodies, and there's so much amazing chokhmah in there, and so many good things for us that we benefit from it. We see how good Hashem is to us. That is ma'ira, this feeling of Ava. Hashem is so close to me, I'm close to Him. I'm not just somebody that receives constantly and have no kesher. No, I receive so much from Hashem, and it gives me the desire to be close to Hashem. That's one way. And the other way, which is brought down to Sifri, the way we get to Avas Hashem is to pay attention to the Torah, to learn the Torah, to toil, support, and because God is learning Torah, the deep kesher to Torah, that is the thing that gives us true Avas Hashem. Through the Torah, we see the greatness of Hashem, the midas of Hashem, and we want to have a shaykhah to that also, to give us appreciation of Hashem, the desire to come closer. And that is basically what we're developing in these two brachas of Yetzirah and Avarava. So Avarava is that nakuda of, like we're saying, I'm opening up my eyes with the light and I say, Morabu Masecho Hashem. And that brings me to those feelings of desire to have closeness to Hashem, to Avas Hashem, appreciation of Hashem more and more. That is the higher level of the Birchas Krishma. In Ketuvos Zimri, we're more looking at the dinim in the world, the chisroinus, the problems in the world. But even with that, we see the dinim, but we know that Hashem created the world also berachmim. Boch merachim al oz, boch merachim al abriyas, boch mesham sachotar l'reyov. But it's not so obvious. And therefore, over there, we're dealing with that external perception of the world. There are dinim. I have hardships in my personal life. Klal Yisrael has hardships in Klal Yisrael's existence. But with that, I know deep down that you are with us. That is the zimra, to cut away the external vision of dinim and realize Hashem is behind. And now, we've gone to the next level. Not, I'm looking at the external thing and I know Hashem is behind, but I'm perceiving the Rachma Hashem directly. I already went past that machitza. I went deeper into my recognition of the existence of the world. And that's what I'm saying. Rachim, Hamarachim, Rachim Aleina. I know you're full of Rachim, and that's your whole essence. And that's what I'm turning to. And that's what I'm appreciating. Like I said, the part of the Malachim we'll talk about next time in Mirz Hashem. At the end of the Bracha, we end up again who the Malachim are praising, Lekel Baruch Nimoisi Tenu. The Kodesh Baruch Hu is the source of everything in this world, all the goodness in the world. Nimoisi Tenu, they'll give these pleasant words of praise. Melech El Chai V'Kayim, HaKodesh Baruch Hu, who's a Melech, he's ruling everything and he's keeping everything going. Zmius Yomeyus Yishbochus Yashmil. There's three different Lashonis. Nimois, pleasant things. Zmiros, which is a type of singing, but we said it's a type of singing that's in some way cutting away the Midas Hadin. And then Tishbochos, we said that's the calmness, that's the Soy Galim Atta Tishabchim, the praise that comes from, I'm calm because even though I see things, I see the Midas Hadin, but I know it's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and everything fits beautifully into place. The Avodram says a beautiful thing. These three Lashonis are connected to the three Kodoshes that I said before. Kodosh, 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 Hashem, Tzavokos. What are those three kadoshes? So the Targum of those three kadoshes, which we betzim say in Uvalatzin, the first kadosh is that Hashem is kadosh, He's uplifted, lofty in the heavens. And that's in the Imoy Siteinu, the Malachim, in the Olam HaMalachim, which we see that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu of only Chesed V'Rachamim, the Imoy, everything is noim, everything beautiful. There's no need to have to work. And how does this thing fit into it? Why I'm going through this Torah? It's all beautiful, so clear over there. Ni'imu Siteinu. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's lofty above the heavens. The next one, it says, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Al-Ara Oivet Gevutei, that Hashem has special kesher with the physical world down here. That's Zmiros Yemeir, like we said before, Zmiros, this world which was created with Midas Adin. And that's what they sing, Zmiros, that even so, we're going to cut away the negativity, and I'm going to focus on the positive. Real Hashem is behind everything. And the last one is Yishpochos Yashmiu. That's Hashem permeates everything from top to bottom, and that's the shevach, the calming effect that the Midas Adin and Midas Arachim are all together, and that's what we're praising Hashem. And then we go through the things. You should pay attention to every single one of these things that Hashem every day is doing for us. Chadoshos means He's making new things. When something looks, sometimes it seems impossible. How am I going to get out of the situation? It's never impossible. Hashem could change everything in a second. by refuas. Hashem, He creates new refuas. It's a bria. And mitzvah Hashem soon, Hashem is going to create a refuah for our present machalo. But for us to recognize that brings us to the Shema, that we'll get to the revelation of the new refuas, etc., etc. We should be zeichet to see the or of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the physical light, the rachamim of Hashem, which is the real essence of our bria, and how everything fits together so beautifully. And Hashem is always being mechadish, b'chol yom tov mit ma'aseh bereishis. Every day is a new day of hashkocha over us and over all Klal Yisrael. We should have a wonderful day, a new day of appreciating the new refreshed hashgachas Hashem aleinu, and with that we'll be magbir, we'll strengthen the midas darachim aleinu v'alkol Yisrael.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol Halashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the rabbanim on Kol Halashon.